Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. And if you ever put my name on that goddamn Jumbotron and propose to me, it is a hard no.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Woo! Are you seeing double, or did we both decide to wear our creme brulee colored sweatshirts today?
It's
this actually
me.
Isn't a great color for me, but here we are.
Yes, it is. It's so good.
What up, girl?
Hey, boo.
Aaron, if you guys are watching on YouTube or her video, this gal has got a tight bun and looking chic as the day. Give me a side profile. You've got a great bun situation.
No. Oh, I was going to say this way, it looks like I have a bit of a phallic symbol as a nose.
Stop.
This is my better
You're
way.
Stupid.
Wait, I'm going to give a plug. R&Co, Ryan, if you want to let them know we're discussing them. R&Co, they have fantastic hair products. They have a stick for flyaways. I use it right before sit downs. I use it on this. I use it on my ponytails. I'm going to look it up and let you know. R&Co, put it in your bag for work. It's so good.
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly why I need that, because I have discovered this is why. Dominique told me I have to stop wearing hats. I wear hats all the time and I go to bed with wet hair because you know that I need to like shower before I go to bed. So what happens is that hair is fragile and it's just breaking off already on top of all the blonde breakage up here. The flyaways are crazy. And so I've been taking like whatever oil that I use like on my body and been going like this. And now we got an oil slick and it's not a good look. So I need a stickaroo.
So here it is. It's called the R&Co minus the phlegm dart pomade stick. It's about yay big. It's not even as big as your hand. You can throw it in your purse. You can throw it in your, you don't carry a backpack. I do, but it's awesome. It's awesome for the top. It's awesome for little bunny buns, all of that. There you go.
Okay. I need that because that's exactly what I had this weekend where I was like not wanting to do my hair, but then I was noticing all of the crazy fly, Well, great. But welcome to the pregame where Aaron is here for hair advice and everything else.
It's game week for us, people.
It is. We have so much to discuss on the full podcast. So buckle up, everyone. But in the meantime, if 10 minutes is all you can handle of us, no problem. Think of
it
as an appetizer. You're not ready for the main course or dessert. I get it. We have an anonymous submission. This is the first time. And Ryan, our wonderful producer, told us that we need to make the announcement that if you would like to submit anonymously, that's okay. We end up botching your handle anyways. So anonymous submission.
Totally.
I kissed my best guy friend. Give it a shot or stay friends. Don't want to ruin our friendship.
Okay, give it a shot.
I've had a situation like this. I was not romantically involved with this person. He was like my best guy friend, my go-to, my, you know, plus one on everything. Didn't and was not even in like the realm of possibility to like be more than that. I mean, I wish that I could have because I was like, oh, this is a perfect setup. But just it's not there. If you don't have it, you don't have it. But if she went in for the kiss, like, and there was something there, a little tingle, I say go for it.
Same.
I mean, why not?
What are
we
waiting for?
The whole basis of a relationship is best friends. Now, I caution this, though. Uh-oh. And I did. The girl that I used to get spray tans from, she probably won't care I said this. She ended up dating her best guy friend, like dating. And then they broke up and then you lose the guy friend.
Yeah.
So you have to be, this is like a rom-com waiting to happen. What's the one with Kate Hudson, my best, she's like getting married and then based off of a book. And then the friend ends up kissing and hooking up with the fiance.
Not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, is it?
No, I know how to lose a guy quicker than that. But that's by my own submission.
For another time, maybe the long version, have you ever had... I've lost two guy best friends because they've told me they have crushes on me. And I don't. I didn't.
They told you that? Wait, write this down for the longer thing. Because okay. I haven't had that happen.
You haven't? Yeah.
No.
I'm such a heartbreaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, where's Mariah Carey when you need her? You know what? You know what? We do need Mariah Carey on this Calm Down podcast because I have a lot of things to discuss with her. All right. So anonymous submission. Go for it, sister.
Go for
it. Please keep us updated.
Yeah.
All right. Golfer Sarah.
Next, thank you for having a very easy name. When you're out with coworkers, do you say goodbye or leave without saying anything? Well, I mean, this isn't scandalous, but I'm staying at the same hotel with my coworker. So we usually all go out. Yeah. Then we go in the elevator and be like, see you later. Have a good night. All right. That's it. So yeah, we say good night in the elevator. But my producer is really good at Irish goodbyes. Are they Irish?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. An Irish goodbye. You just sneak out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into those now. I didn't used to be. I felt like I needed to like, I'd feel bad if I don't go around saying goodbye to everyone. First of all, do you think that they even care that I'm saying goodbye? What I also then was doing double goodbyes, saying goodbye once. Then I end up seeing someone
get
else. Now I'm talking again. Now we're doing a round two. I mean, my God, we'll
left.
See you in 5 hours. Jesus, enough's enough. Oh my God. These are the ones that get me. Cause it's like, am I not reading it right? Justally love.
No idea.
Okay. I'm sorry, girl or guy. Yep. Carissa, after what you've been through in love, do you trust again? Really bad last 2 years and have no desire to ever put myself out there again.
Aww.
Well, let me just tell you,
you find
you little
a
cutie.
Steve.
This has been my problem. I totally believe in love, which is why I have jumped into things way too quickly without a vetting process. After my last situation, I was like, I'm going to just take a hard time out. Not a 20-second time out, a hard time out. And then you just never know when someone's going to come into your life. I was terrified to start dating again because I didn't want to have to like go back into that cesspool and all the nightmare stories that we hear from our girlfriends about dating. I got really lucky and got set up in this situation. So he was already vetted. But I think that you can't be afraid because like anything, if that's what you want, then like it sucks. Heartbreak is terrible and divorce is terrible and all those things. But what's worse is being in something that doesn't make you happy or just being like, it's okay. I'll just be alone forever. Like, I don't want to be alone. I am like a teammate kind of gal. I want to have a partner with. And like, there's literally, I was thinking about this today as I was walking into CVS to like pick up some travel stuff. You'll be so proud of me. I've already packed my little travel things. This
Girl!
Is the new me. But I was thinking about this and it was kind of obnoxious. So justly love, here's a side tangent. When you get it right, there's literally nothing better in the world. And like, I was so envious of Aaron and Jarrett. And I was like, I'm never going to find that. Or like my old boss, Lisa, she always called like her husband, Gary. She's like, you have to find a Gary. And there's nothing better in the world than finding your Jarrett, finding your Gary, because everything in life is better. Like every day I wake up, I'm not trying to act like this is like some perfect relationship, but like my whole life is better and I'm so infinitely happy. And I think about how much time I wasted staying in things that I shouldn't. So the very, very long-winded answer to your question is don't be afraid, because on the other side could be the greatest thing that could ever happen to you.
Yeah. And for your friends too, because we had a really, really fun adult dinner last week. Chris and Steve came over to see Mac and then we went out and had a really great dinner. And I had only had one cocktail, and I was just like, guys, before I order my second, I just want to say I love Steve so much. I'm so happy. And like selfishly, like I'm in the relationship as well. But it's like, I feel like I've like gained another best friend. I mean, I, no offense, I call him just as much as I call you.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing. I've never had that in a relationship. So, mm-hmm. And when you said that, it meant so much to me because friends are part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times that I wasn't able to go out with a lot of my friends because they couldn't stand the other person on the other side of the table. So it's better. My point is, justly love, and to Aaron's sweet sentiment, it's better for the whole group. So put yourself out there, sister. I'm telling you, it's way better than the alternative. Kelsey Bench, you're up, sister.
Kelsey Bench, 17. Aaron, which Disney princess would you be? Great question.
All of them.
I know. I love a little Cinderella action, but I identify more with Tinkerbell. And I know she's a fairy, but I love her so much. So there's that.
Wait, I didn't know this. Why?
I just love Tinkerbell because it was Walt's like first kind of like, you know, a female, like he loved Tinkerbell. I'm fixing my life over here. She's based off of Marilyn Monroe. So there's so much little history. See, there's so much to Disney, except for the crowded park and the rides that I want to teach you. And you're going to go and you're going to have a cocktail with me and Mac and you're going to have the best time. I love the Walt
stuff. I'm going only with Mac.
Yeah, obviously.
That's adorable. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was a connection there. Okay, I do like little history. So if you supply the history and the cocktails and your child, I'll go to Disneyland. That is the only time I will agree to go to Disneyland with you.
And Walt loved a cocktail. Loved a cocktail. And in his little house that I got to go to above Main Street, USA, the fire station, it was his little apartment that he kept there for his family. And if he was entertaining guests and so forth, he had a grilled cheese maker and a ton of alcohol. Walt was a time.
Oh, my God.
There was a part of me that wanted to name Mac Walt. I'm not going to lie to you.
That was not in our rotation of names, but I don't know. I mean, the more I start to learn about Walt, the more in I am.
Oh, he's great.
M3 prize, like or dislike surprises? I love surprises. Don't throw me a surprise birthday party ever, 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 ever. I don't want to, as much as I like being the center of attention, it's such a weird thing. This is probably some psychology thing where it's like, okay, Carissa, sit down. You don't need to like take over the room. You don't need to always tell a story. You don't need to be loud. Like sit the fuck down. But so I like doing that. Like I like being like, blah, 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 but I don't like being the center of attention. That's why even in my weddings, plural, I never had a wedding, big wedding. I never had like a big birthday party. I've never had any of that stuff because I don't want it to be about me. I don't want to feel obligated. I don't want to disappoint anyone. I don't want to feel like I have to go around and talk to everybody. So that I'm not into, but I love a surprise. Like if you like random, like you'll do this, like, cause you're so generous. Like if it's flowers or if it's anything like that, like my massage, like I love things like that. I'm into a surprise, but not a surprise party. And if you ever put my name on that goddamn Jumbotron and propose to me, it is a hard no. I would be mortified if I was one of those women. And if you're doing that, then you don't know me. Will or the kiss cam? Gosh. No. Do you like surprises?
I'll give you a big smooch on your cheek on a kiss cam. I'm not afraid.
I don't feel like you're a surprise gal.
No, I'm so by the book, annoying and boring. I know. Fuck no. I'm not interested.
Not today. Oh my God. Ryan from left field. Welcome back. Something Borrowed is the name of that movie. Thank you, Ryan. I just opened up my chat.
Ryan.
Something Borrowed.
I missed him.
It's an Emily Griffin book. Now I remember I read the book and like these are like these like rom-com books that they make into movies. And I loved it. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen it, Kate Hudson, adorable. I can't remember the other actress's name in it, but it has to do with the kissing the best friend, that whole
cute
thing. All right, guys. Well, we have more to talk about, including Aaron being a heartbreaker,
sure,
more hair advice, and the season is starting, ladies and gentlemen. Join us on the Full Length Podcast. Now, thank you for submitting your questions, and remember, you can do them anonymously.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.